Hello, and welcome to the Amateur Tarot Podcast, the only podcast where we, your two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
That voice you just heard right there, that is Ben Noble.
And that voice you just heard introducing me is your other host, Brian Dooley.
We're so lucky to have each other. You were talking about tarot a second ago, right, Ben?
Yep.
That's tarot cards?
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest, that's about all I know about tarot cards.
That was probably true at one point. We've been doing this for several weeks now, though. So now you know they also have cool pictures on them.
Yeah, they also have pictures, and you can turn them upside down.
And you can buy lots of different types of tarot
cards. Oh, yeah, there's all kinds.
What's your favorite deck?
Probably the Golden Universal Tarot deck, Brian.
Yeah, I dig that deck a lot, also. It's really pretty. It's got intricate art. It's got a really tough King of Swords and Knight of Swords.
This is not a paid promotion.
Nope. You can get it on Amazon or whatever, but
also the person who probably like originally drew that art is dead at this point anyway.
Well, that's a nice thought.
Yeah.
Just the other day, we were recording this on February 19th, and just the other day was, the woman who drew the Rider-Waite deck, her birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Probably.
Well, that's the amount of research that we put into each and everything that we do here. So speaking of the research and speaking of the tarot, what kind of complicated spreads are you wanting to do, Ben?
Well, I was hoping we could do the Celtic Cross.
What about the divination circle?
What if we, instead of doing all that, just laid out three cards?
Okay, like a past, present, and future type
thing? Yes, like exactly like that.
That sounds pretty good. What do we do after that?
Well, Brian, then after we answer a question from a listener, we're going to give everybody out in listener land a card of the week, something to think about for the next 7 days until you hear our dulcet voices again.
That's pretty enticing.
Yeah, so stick around.
I think I will.
You have to.
It is my house. And this week, our question comes from Shannon. And Shannon asks, how can I change my relationship habits, specifically in regards to choosing selfish partners?
Hmm.
What do you think about that, Ben? Do you have selfish partners?
No, I don't. I have very unselfish partners. Maybe I'm a selfish partner.
Do you think you are?
I don't know.
What do you think makes a selfish partner?
I guess, you know, a relationship has a lot of give and take, so a selfish partner is probably somebody who does significantly more taking than giving.
Yeah. So like somebody that never takes out the trash and never mows, but always drinks all of the orange juice.
That sounds like a selfish partner. And then they expect the other person to go buy more juice.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
Because they're busy not mowing.
Yeah.
But also,
I guess the fact that I know that makes me not a selfish partner.
Well, it at least makes you a self-aware selfish partner. I'm not in a relationship right now, so I'm no kind of partner.
You're a very generous partner in this podcast.
I'm dead inside.
All right. Well, let's see what the cards say.
Wait, are we seeing what the cards say about me being dead inside? Or are we seeing what the
cards... No, we'll save that for after recording.
Okay, great. So stick around after recording. It'll be silent on your end, but we'll talk about me being dead inside. But so right now, for real, we're going to address Shannon and her relationship habits in regards to choosing selfish partners. So, Ben, if you'll do the honors.
Flip.
And we have the Ace of Wands is our recent history card.
All right. And so the Ace of Wands, if you're looking at the cards, I always think of this one as the Monty Python card because it's a giant, like, gloved hand reaching out of the clouds, holding up this giant wooden stick.
All of the Rider Aces are kind of Monty Python-ish.
Yeah, they really are.
So, yeah, tell us what the Ace of Wands kind of means, where it's holding out that stick.
So the Ace of Wands, as with all aces, is a card of new beginnings. It's a card of putting yourself out there and just doing whatever it is that, you know, you're thinking about doing. You're inspired to make something happen, and the Ace of Wands encourages you to make that happen. Passion and creativity are pushing you to get something going. And while you might normally be prone to overthinking or overplanning, you know, it's time to just go for it at this point.
Yeah, so maybe in the recent past, Shannon, you've been prone to meticulous research or prone to overthinking things, but then recently you felt like it's time to just do it. It's mm-hmm. time to Nike this relationship thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rushing forward does still mean, like, there's a lot of work to do in the future.
Yeah, the aces is really... All aces are cards of inspiration. And so, in this instance, this is, like, the spark, but you have to take that spark and harness it and move the project forward.
And, of course, again, with its place as the recent history, it means that you probably already have done that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Let's go ahead and move on to the present card.
Yep. Flip.
Temperance. Temperance is about balance. It's about not drinking too much. But really, it is about balance. And it's got... If your life is on a pendulum, it's not swinging wildly to the left or wildly to the right. It's just a stable in the middle type thing. So temperance is... solid ground, it feels like. Even when things are overwhelming, you seem tranquil to the people that are around you. You seem like you've got everything under control and you're managing things pretty well.
Yeah, you probably have like a clear vision of what's going on and what you want to happen, and things are moving in the right direction.
So that's
seems, good.
Yeah, that seems good. Positive.
That seems positive, yeah.
In our recent past, we were...
We weren't asked to do anything.
Yeah, we don't have to do anything, Shannon. We're doing this as a service. So back off, man. Back off.
So in the recent past, continue. You, Shannon.
In the recent past, you were asked to begin, or you were incited to begin and to push forward with, in regards to this question, with figuring out how to find a partner that's not so selfish. And
I think temperance is kind of a great card to get as the present card, because, you know, what it's saying is that when you have that jolt of inspiration, there's kind of two extremes you could go to. One is that you don't act on that inspiration, and the other extreme is that you take that spark a little bit too far. But, you know, with temperance, it seems like you've managed it deftly. And... you know, you're being patient, you're being deliberate, and as long as you stay on this path, it sounds like a path that you want to be on.
Yeah, and I see that deliberate purposefulness as an asset here in not rushing forward into things, not making decisions because you have to be in a relationship or making decisions because you feel like you have to be with someone. But making decisions that will put you in a safe space to be able to wait for that other temperate person, that other person that can help keep that balance and that stability.
All right, well, should we jump to see what the future holds?
You're the only one that can flip the card, Ben.
Flip.
That's such great Foley work.
Well, I am available for hire.
I don't say it enough. I keep wanting to say Carl Winslow, but that's the name of Reginald Bell Johnson's character on Family Matters.
Sure.
I'm trying to think of the sound effects guy from Police Academy and Spaceballs. Michael Winslow, that's his name. And he
Did you hear my ambulance sound?
Yeah. Ben is running around outside my window making sounds like a fire truck, and it is incredible.
Pretty crazy.
I hope you guys can hear that on the cut. Anyway, what we flipped over here is the Five of Cups.
I just realized that we flipped the card but never said what it was. So yeah. Shannon was probably like in her car or on her run.
Just like sweating it.
Yeah. It's the Five of Cups.
Yeah. And the Five of Cups is...
not necessarily the card that we wanted to see here.
No.
It's a card about missed goals or lack of fulfillment. It's a card about disappointment. If you look at the picture of a Five of Cups, if you Google that or just happen to know it off the top of your head, it shows this like sad woman. She's got three spilled cups in front of her.
Yeah. And it looks like in the Rider-Waite deck anyway, it looks like there's paint coming out of them.
I think it's wine.
Why is one of them green?
Food coloring.
Food coloring to make it green?
I don't know. Maybe it's a Harry Potter themed wine party.
Well, that would That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shannon. I got sidetracked. It's easy for me to do because I'm not a psychic. I don't have a lot of mental fortitude. So let's get back to your question about relationships and selfish partners. And in the immediate future, it looks like things are not going super well, but we can kind of see that that might be due to things that are coming back from your past. Some choices you've made or situations from the past are coming back and biting you in regards to finding a suitable partner. And it's kind of pulling your passion away and making you not have the drive to do things that are the most beneficial for you.
But I think the thing that we have not mentioned yet is behind this woman and her Harry Potter spilled wine are two upright cups of wine.
Yeah. I mean, we guess there's wine in them.
There could be anything in them or nothing. But they're upright.
They are hope. Like, she can't see it because she's just looking. She's just crying over spilled tempera paint or Harry Potter wine. But what's coming up right behind her, what is sitting right behind her, is hope. And in this case in particular, being able to identify those situations in your past that are possibly affecting you negatively right now, being able to forgive other people, or especially to forgive yourself, is a crucial tool for moving past things.
You ready for my grand theory?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I sort of see the three cards that we've pulled as a cycle. So the Ace of Wands, there's some inspiration. There's this desire to not make the same mistakes again, not choose another selfish partner. Then we get to Temperance. We're walking the path. We're in a good spot. It seems like everything's going well. And then, boom, all of a sudden we spill that Harry Potter wine cups. And it's like, oh, crap, we've made the same mistake we've made before. Which leads us to turn around, look at those two hopeful wine cups and say, okay, there's the new Ace of Wands. We can start again.
Okay. How do you feel about that, Shannon?
I mean, maybe that's the idea. And maybe it's not a cycle that you have to be trapped in.
Right.
Do you want to do something crazy?
Let's do something crazy.
Okay, hold on.
I don't know what he's doing right here.
We can do anything we want because we're psychics.
I'm not a psychic.
Real psychics.
The secret's out. We're psychics. But not me.
Unless you can vamp.
That was really good
Foley. Yeah, wasn't it?
This is good radio, too. I don't know what's happening. Only Ben knows what's
happening. Nobody knows what's happening but me. But I can tell you what's happening. Right now I'm shuffling some tarot cards.
It's true. And while he's shuffling, I just want to say, from the point of view of Temperance, like, you probably didn't need 5 glasses of wine anyway. That's a bottle plus a glass.
You make a good point.
So if you're trying to remain temperate, that's not a good way to do it. All right, Ben, unveil what you've done.
Cool. So what I've done, Brian, is I went ahead and just because we can, because there's no rules here.
It's true.
We're in
international waters.
Wouldn't that be awesome if we recorded this podcast from international waters?
Yeah, because then we could just use somebody else's better podcast and publish it as our own.
Oh, good point. Because copyright rule.
With no penalties.
Yeah. What I did was I went ahead and I drew a fourth card to maybe illuminate how Shannon could break out of this cycle.
This is officially the most complex reading we've ever done.
Yeah. Shannon, you got our first ever bonus card. And that card is the 9 of Cups.
I love the 9 of Cups. The 9 of Cups has, like, this nice-looking, not, like, attractive, but, like, just a happy-looking guy.
Sitting. He's not attractive.
Don't shame the guy. Like, he's just a guy. I was saying he looks nice. Like,
he's wearing a dress.
He looks pleasant. That's more shaming, Ben. Ben's psychic activity is not the same as my psychic activity. I'm not judging this guy. He is awesome. So I guess I am judging him in how awesome he is. But this guy is probably the least temperate. He has 9 cups of wine sitting behind him, but he's just sitting there chilling out. He's got his arms crossed against his chest. He's smiling. He is just really satisfied with everything that he's accomplished.
And so what does that mean in context of Shannon's question?
Well, in context of where you flipped it, where does this fit in?
I think this is like the card of like breaking the cycle. So it's outside of the reading.
Oh, okay. Well, then I would say that
like,
it indicates that there will be fulfillment.
Yeah.
Like that you will find whatever it is that makes you happy with what you have. And whether that's a partner that is unselfish and gives you what you need and takes what they need, or if it's not a partner and it's just something completely internal to you, like you are going to be able to access that. It's going to happen for you. And if you're careful about what you're doing, if you're temperate in your choices, you're going to be able to break the cycle of spilling those other cups and find the
four other cups.
Yeah. And that's great. So that's a way better one to end on.
Yeah, right? Do you see how we just like ninja pro level black belt turn this question around?
Yeah. So
for you, Shannon.
We're going to change the name of this podcast to Professional Tarot Pod because we are nailing it. Shannon, I hope this helped in some way. I know it was kind of windy and we're still playing with format here, but I think that you got some really good stuff here, especially that Nine of Cups. I love that dude, even though he's maybe not the most attractive guy in the world.
Judgment.
Anyway, yes, thank you so much, Shannon.
So that brings us to the card of the week.
Okay, let's do the card of the week.
Flip. And so our card of the week is the Eight of Swords, which perhaps you'll remember from a recent episode.
Did we have it on a recent episode?
I think last week.
Was it the card of the week last week?
No, but it was in a reading. I assume that most people, when they listen to this podcast, they actually listen to the reading. They don't just fast forward to the card of the week part.
Huh. Well,
even if the question's not about them.
Hey, thanks, guys. And here's a little secret. Every question is about you. Just think about that.
All right, so pop quiz. What does the Eight of Swords mean, people out in listener land?
I guess you weren't listening very well. The Eight of Swords means you're stuck in a head prison.
Yeah.
She's got swords all around her, and she's blindfolded, so she keeps, like, bumping into these swords. But then it turns out there's a path open in front of her the whole time, and she just can't see it.
I mean, she's intentionally blindfolded and tied up. Well, not intentionally, but, like, she could break out of it.
She could if she knew that there was the opening there.
Yeah.
And so what this card indicates is that you are trapped inside your own head. You've built constraints around yourself that are keeping you, whether it's your worldview or just, like, an opinion that you have or a perspective that you're taking. Those are all the same thing, a worldview.
So if you're feeling stuck right now, odds are there's a way out of this.
Yeah, you just have to step outside what you're used to, step outside your comfort zone for a second, and then you can see the bigger picture. You are responsible for your choices at the end of the day.
Also, I'm nodding.
Also, all through the day, you're responsible for your choices.
End of the beginning.
Yeah, all through it. Yeah. Like the whole day. And nighttime as well.
When you're asleep?
If you're making choices while you're asleep, you are still culpable, but there's extenuating circumstances. People can't be blamed for the things they're dreaming, but if you murdered me while you were sleeping, somebody's got to pay for that.
Yeah.
And it's you, Ben.
Probably.
I'm frightened, people. Ben has just threatened to murder me in my sleep.
No, I've threatened to murder you in my sleep.
I assume I would be sleeping as well. I sleep a lot.
Huh?
Like, it would probably be a couple days before someone found out I was murdered. That's how much I sleep.
I would probably be the one who found out you were murdered. I would be like, are we meeting to record this podcast?
You think it would be a whole week?
It
before
could be.
Somebody found out? Man. Hey, you guys, if Ben murders me, somebody's got to take care of my cats, Han Solo and Lando Calrissian.
What about your hats?
I only have three hats, and two of them are in my laundry basket right now, and one is sitting on a shelf. It's a stocking cap.
Do you wash your hats?
Yeah, because I wear them and I sweat, and they're just
cloth. I mean, I do hats. Too, but I've never washed a hat.
I wash hats all the time because they lose their shape. Like, they're just loose on my head. It's like wearing jeans like 15 days in a row.
Yeah.
and they're just loose. Mm-hmm. And so I put them back on, and then I feel like it's my sexy hat. Like, it's really showing off.
So you just put them into, the, like, just normal, throw them in the wash?
Yeah.
Huh.
Shows off the butt of my head.
I like that something.
And that's all we can hope for here,
yeah,
right?
So let's wrap this one up.
So get a new perspective. Wash your hats. Don't murder me in my sleep. Don't murder me in your sleep. And someone, please, for the love of everything good, take care of my cats. They are horrible, but so lovable.
All right.
That's the card of the week.
Yeah, that's the card of the week, which brings us to the end of our time together.
I'm sorry, guys. We do have to end this every week, and this is always difficult. And frankly, it's you that makes it difficult.
No, you hang up.
Yeah, it's you doing this. So just as your hosts, we want to say, don't make it tough. We're going to come back. We'll be right back. Okay? Are you good?
All right. Since you're good, we want to thank Shannon again for her question.
Yeah, it was a great question, Shannon. And thanks for introducing a new element to our readings.
Yeah, things can get crazy from here on out. Who knows? You've taken our head prison blindness away from us.
Yeah, you just ripped away the scales from our eyes. That's from the Bible. Anyway, also, yikes. I know I've been really hard on you guys, but thanks to all you listeners out there. Without you, we would just be two guys sitting in my bedroom in international waters talking into a computer, which technically...
That is still what we are, even with you guys.
Yeah. So, thanks but no thanks? No, thanks, really.
All right, and if you want to get at us, you can check out our website, amateurtarot.tumblr.com.
You can email us questions, please, at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You can check us out on all the social media platforms at Tarot Amateur.
Just Twitter.
Just Twitter? What about Instagram?
Amateur Tarot.
Jesus Christ.
That we couldn't get Amateur Tarot on Twitter.
Oh my God. All right, so you can check us out on Twitter at Tarot Amateur, and on Instagram at Amateur Tarot. You can talk to us, but we also post cards of the everyday, so if you're not satisfied with the Eight of Swords, you can get a new one tomorrow and try again.
Yeah, and we're pretty active on Twitter. If you want to get a card of the day reading in the morning, we can probably hook you up with that. I usually have a couple different decks at my job, and unless my bosses are listening, in which case I only do work at work.
So if you want to find Brian, his personal Twitter is Zen Iron Man.
And if you want to find Ben, his website where you can contact him is imakingallthisup.com.
And also we're at iTunes now, so this is a legitimate podcast.
Yeah, we're real guys. We're a real boy.
So with that being said, the same thing that all the other podcast hosts say, when you get done with your run, when you get out of the car, when you get out of the shower, when you're done walking your dog, whatever it is you're doing right now, remember to look us up on iTunes. Leave a rating and a review. It makes sure that other people can get good advice.
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything, and it helps us out a lot. And I just want to add one thing. If you're driving, just get on iTunes and give us a rating or a review. If you are running, stop. Give us a rating or review on iTunes. If you're walking your dog, just let go of the leash and give us a rating or review on iTunes. Yeah, he'll be fine as long as somebody else isn't listening to it in their car and doing it at the same time. And then the runner got it. Oh, God, I'm so sorry, guys. I've really screwed this whole thing up. I've got to go make things right. I'm sorry. Goodbye.